Hi everyone, welcome to the Halloween version of the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I don't feel well, I don't feel good, I'm not comfortable.
At any moment, anything can happen.
But I hope that you are having a good time and thanks for tuning in. I would say let's go straight away to the first guitar. The first guitar of this week is made by an Italian guitar luthier. It's made by Michele Della Gestina, who is building unique guitars. I can't say it for sure in this way. First of all, his guitars look simple, but at the same time elegant, because he always adds some very little and simple ornamentations to the guitar that make his guitars looking very unique. If you look at this guitar, for example, we have on the purflings some beautiful ornamentations. It's a wood called beech, and it's actually a pattern that, or a wood that you can find in many areas of this guitar. For example, on the bridge, also on the sides of the guitar. I'm not sure if it's visible from in the camera, but you can check our website and see much more detailed pictures. You have it also on the head plate of the guitar, and you have this also here. And it's from a native tree. Usually the rest of the wood will be thrown away, or it's being used for, I don't know, to make other stuff. But he has used those little pieces of a native tree to do some decorations on his guitar. You can see how beautiful this structure is, because this is a part of the tree that is aged for many years, and you will find some little black colors in the wood. It looks stunning. And apart from all these little beautiful details, it's a double top guitar, which is made also super precise and clean, with great varnishing, with balsa core. So you have Nomex core and balsa core. And this guitar has a balsa core, so it's wood, it's not Nomex. We have a cedar top, and under the top, the lower layer of the double top is spruce, and we have Indian rosewood, but a wild Indian rosewood, which looks slightly different and actually more wild than normal Indian rosewood. We have also a slightly elevated fingerboard, so as you can see, there are many highlights about this guitar. And I also love the tuning machines. It looks super elegant. Yeah, it's also a great match to the head plate. Well, let's play more on it. Wow, the sound is so soft and round, and it's so pleasing to the ears. I would say it has a typical double top guitar sound, which is usually slightly smooth and rounder than a traditional guitar, but at the same time you have still the colors. Response is super, super fast, and the tones come out easily. I have to say it's one of the most comfortable guitars that I played in the recent months. It's just the shape of the neck, or a combination of the shape of the neck and the just easy response of the guitar. Because if you have to try to get a good sound or a loud tone out of the guitar, sometimes it feels like you are fighting against the guitar. In this case, the guitar gives me a super secure feeling when I'm playing also faster passages. Well, what a beautiful work, and what a great sounding guitar made by Michele Dell'Agostina. Congratulations to him, and let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Let's move to the next one. Elisa Weinziel guitar. I think people who are following the weekly guitar meeting know that I'm a big fan of Elisa Weinziel's guitars, because there are many reasons to love her guitars. They are built so precise. I mean, the shape of the guitar, the plantilla, the varnish, it looks so inviting to play on that guitar. I think the guitar should be also inviting even before you play the guitar. And this is one of those guitars that you look at the guitar and it tells you, come, play on me. But it's not only the aesthetics of this guitar. Also sound-wise, it's a traditionally built guitar that has, I would say, the power and the qualities of a modern guitar, which is faster, response, a louder sound, and this is definitely one of Yeah, one of the best classical guitars that you can find on the market. This one is brand new. It comes with a cedar top, and we have also a slightly elevated fingerboard and very beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides. So today we have some Indian rosewoods that don't look like a typical Indian rosewood. And we have super high quality tuning machines made by Klaus Scheller. Dynamic range is super wide. You can play very soft and piano. And the tone has still a lot of substance and fundament. And if you get louder, you get that loud sound without being overexposed. Vibrato works on this guitar. Wow, I love it. Because on some guitars you try to do vibratos, but the guitar is not vibrating. And I mean, sometimes you want to play a guitar like a cello, and it's a quality that we have to use on guitars. You know, you cannot do vibratos on a piano. The next guitar is a very unique guitar made by the German guitar luthier Richard Jakob Weisgerber from 1951, and there are some very important details that we have to mention about this special guitar. First of all, Richard Jakob Weisgerber was one of the most creative, innovative, and versatile guitar makers of the 20th century. And no other German luthier produced such a wide variety of models, forms, and designs. And this guitar, made in 1951, is the model or model Ideal 54 Solist G. And it's constructed in Spanish style, and it's known for light weight of the guitar, fine resonance, and the total balance in the sound. And what is also very special is the top of the guitar, which is fluted. And I don't know if you can see it in the video, but the sides of the top or the corners of the top is carved or fluted, and it's not even. It makes the guitar sound super free and airy, and it's resonating so well. We have a spruce top, obviously, and Indian rosewood back and sides. And you have also a super nice bridge, which is carved. Also the headstock, as you can see. Before I tell you some more stories about this guitar, I will play first. I mean, you can hear what a well-balanced sound this guitar has. Super soft, same intensity and loudness in every position that you play, which is remarkable. And this guitar represents the small concert solo model, which is called Model Ideal. And it's believed that this guitar is the first Weisgerber guitar with an oval sound hole. Maybe you have noticed that the sound hole of this guitar is just not a circle, it's oval, and it's probably the first Weisgerber guitar with an oval sound hole and the prototype of the later large concert solo model. So it's a unique piece of art, and no other example of this guitar is known until now. Let me play more on it. I leave it to you. Let me know. Let me know what do you hear, which feeling this guitar transmits to you, because it's very special. I cannot describe the feeling. Richard Jakob Weißgerber from 1951. And let's move to the next instrument. And the next guitar is made by Marco Giglioli, a super skillful and talented guitar luthier from Italy. And we have had already a few guitars made by Marco Giglioli. His guitars have a special sound, a super mellow sound, but at the same time you have the clarity there. And this is also a quality that I personally like a lot. And this guitar, made by Marco Giglioli, has the number 70. So if you are a fan or huge appreciator of special numbers, then this is the guitar. It has a number 70 and brand new. It comes with a super high quality spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Not wild Indian rosewood, just Indian rosewood. Let me play more on it. Yeah, you can notice straight away that you can play with the voicings and or with the voices. It's like you can conduct this guitar like a conductor very precisely, and especially if you are playing pieces with melody in different on different strings and positions, which is like a dialect, like this one. You notice how pleasant or how helpful this instrument is. Congratulations to Marco Giglioli for his new guitar, which is working very good in many areas, and it offers a lot of qualities. Thank you. What a super comfortable guitar to play, made by Chiara Frisio. This is the first thing that I noticed. It's feeling so good. I mean, congratulations, because this is one of the most underestimated points of guitars, as I find, the playability. And this guitar, actually, it looks a bit similar to the Marco Giglioli guitar. Don't you think so? I mean, it's probably because of the spruce top and the more black rosette, but of course, it's different. This guitar, made by Chiara Frisio, is brand new from 2025, and it has a number 10. So again, a very special number. It's built traditionally. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And I have the feeling that the purpose of the guitar, the sides, are slightly thinner than the other guitars. I mean, I cannot guarantee that, but I think it's the case. It's slightly thinner, and maybe that's why it feels so comfortable. But also the neck is... Okay, enough talking. I will play more. Also, the balance on this guitar is very good. You have the same loudness in every string. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Chiara Frisio guitar. Beautiful. And the next guitar is made by Alessandro Percecante, and it's not the first guitar that I'm reviewing made by Alessandro Percecante, and this one is brand new. It has the number 19. It's built traditionally. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides, and look at this. In the middle we have... To be honest, I'm surprised now, because I don't know what this is. It could be Bogote, it could be African Blackwood, but I'm sure you can find the detailed information on our website. Just click on the link below in the description and this mystery will be revealed. Well, let's play more on it. Has an airy sound. It's just loud and very airy, with some very soft overtones, which makes the guitar very pleasant to listen to and also very inviting to play on. As I said, I think the highlight of this guitar is the soft and easy response, which makes the guitar sound, as I already said, very airy and well resonating. And it's a loud and powerful guitar, but it's made traditionally. So there you see that just because it's a traditionally built guitar doesn't mean that necessarily it's going to sound too bright or to intimate. It can be also loud. And this is the case with this guitar made by Alessandro Percecante. Well, let's move to the last guitar of this week. I sound like a dog, but this guitar deserves every wow. It's made by Giovanni Tacchi, the son of Maestro Andrea Tacchi. As you might know, Giovanni is building different models, also replicas, Garcia model, his own model, and also exceptional Friedrich models like this guitar. And it sounds gorgeous. It's such a good sounding guitar. What I like about this guitar also is the shape of the neck, because so obviously it's a replica of the concert model of the Daniel Friedrich guitars, because he had different models. And the concert model, the shape of the neck is, I think it has a D shape and it's slightly thick sometimes for the left hand. But in this case, it has more a C shape, and it's also not that thick, so it makes this guitar for me personally much easier to play on. But also the tonal qualities of this guitar are exceptional. Wow. What a guitar. I mean, I forgot to mention the woods. It comes with a cedar top, the Daniel Friedrich rosette, of course, and Indian rosewood back and sides. I think Daniel Friedrich would love this guitar. But I have to say, I still hear a slightly bright and sweet character in the sound of this guitar, which is very typical for the guitars of Giovanni. His guitars have always, even if they have a very low air body frequency and loud volume, there is something, a very specific character in the sound, which is sweet, bright, and bell-like sound. And this is also the case with this one. Sustain. Well balanced sound. This is what you expect from a Daniel Friedrich guitar, and also this guitar does offer you those qualities. Well, it was the last guitar of this week, made by Giovanni Tacchi, a Friedrich model, and I'm very curious. Which guitar did you like the most? I mean, they were different. We have double top guitars, traditionally built guitars, and also a super unique, let's say, historical guitar by Richard Jakob Weisgerber. So the guitars are very different. And it makes it more interesting to know what you think about those guitars. If you liked the video, or if you enjoyed the video, please don't forget to leave a like and support our channel. Have a nice weekend. See you next week.